You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy. So now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Tuesday and a very good afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Is it only Tuesday?
It is, I'm afraid. Hello, Tommy Little.
Hey, guys. I'm up and about because the NBA preseason has started and that's very exciting in my world.
Is it?
Yep.
Does that involve middle of the night wake-ups or?
No, well, because you can get the games. No, it's more mid-morning, more right. Kind of 10, 11 a.m.
Ah.
Yeah, so you may have noticed I was late for the meeting today. Mm. Midday. Yep,
I thought you were doing a run to raise money for my foundation.
Sorry, I was doing that. Definitely don't ask any more questions. One of the rookies, Pelicans, first game and Pac Stadium, and they got him to sing. Now you think this is
what do you mean they got him to sing?
They got him to sing a song.
It's like an initiation type scenario.
Yeah, I don't know. They just thought it would be a bit of fun.
Before the game.
And you thought, young bloke, covered in tattoos, pretty kind of thuggy looking. What's he going to sing? Certainly break out some gangster rap. Well, we can have a listen. This is him busting it out.
Off your phone.
Mm hmm.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Make him all way down.
Anyway, NBA
who picks
that
the songs?
Guy.
Does someone else pick it and make them do it?
I've never seen them do it before. So I reckon they've just got a funny rookie who's like,
that's good.
I'll have a sing. Hey, exciting other news. Sonda is back.
Our producer.
Yeah.
You've got a glint in your eye about Sonda and I'm not 100% sure why.
It's joy and fear.
You want to show me something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something on Sonda.
But all day I've had to wait. You're like, wait till we get on air.
Yeah. I'm going to undress Sonda for you next. And it's wild.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, our producer, Sonda, she's back. And
We missed you, Son.
We did miss you. But you know what I love about your break? You did my favourite commercial radio move. And it's been done to me by producers for years, which is we get assigned breaks, which are roughly the school holidays for the year.
Oh, my God. I thought the same thing about this.
Well, this always
Everybody
happens.
Takes the break at the same time,
yes.
Except for Son.
Well, all smart producers, what they do is because the shows wear off air, it's really easy time in the office.
It's a quiet week last week for
So it. They do the time in the office and then wait till as soon as we come back on air and they take their holiday there.
Yep.
So, Son, congratulations on, once again, one of the classic radio moves. How was your time away?
It was wonderful. We spent a week in Fiji with my husband's family and my little toddler who adjusted.
How did the husband's family go? Because that can always be precarious.
So well. Apart, there was a few hiccups, like three people got gastro.
A few hiccups?
Two of us had, am I not talking to the mic?
No, I thought somehow you would have learnt mic technique while you were away, but obviously. No. Fiji, they're no good at it either.
Two people, including me, had an adverse reaction to eating something where our throats closed up and we got pins and needles.
What was it?
God.
I think it was we had a lovo, which is cooking in the ground, and it gets wrapped in a leaf.
Which uncooked can
give people a reaction, and I was one of the lucky ones.
Oh, that's fun.
Do you know what wasn't fun? When I turned to Adrian and said, my throat's closing up, and he went, oh, yeah. I was like,
nothing.
I'll just put the cocktail down and look panicked. Anyway, I survived that. But I brought you guys back some content.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I've missed this. You're all over this.
Well, I've seen it. And you may have noticed I was a little bit late to work today. That's because I was scared to be. I assumed you'd be in a bubble. I assumed you'd certainly be isolated, if not quarantined. But I was actually expecting full bubble boy stuff.
Why is she
and
contagious?
Then you put your hands through it, and that's how you type on
Why?
The.
Why? What's
on the
going
thing.
On?
Son, would you like to explain to Carrie, or would you just like to show her?
Well, I should have probably showed her before I hugged her.
Oh, did you hug each other?
Yes. Why? What?
Are you ready?
Mate, your throat's about to close over.
I wondered whether to go in for the hug, and I thought I haven't seen her for a week. I'll go in for the hug. Why are you taking
Son's
your clothes
now
off?
Taking her cardigan off and
on.
Revealing an arm.
What is happening?
It's worse. You sent me a photo.
God.
It's worse in real life.
What? Why did you touch me?
It is. It looks like fire ants have bitten you all over your arms, and you've got big. They look very painful and itchy mounds, like all
you look
over.
Like you've got measles.
131060. Are you a specialist in contagious tropical rashes?
Let me hug you.
Oh, mate, you've only got to be on TV. It's not like they ever get your arms out on the project.
Itchy.
Oh, no. Now you're itchy. Why are you itching your nose?
I don't know.
What, how'd you hug her?
Sometimes talking about lice and you start feeling itchy. I feel itchy.
Look, no one knows what it is. Best guess is sea lice, which is not actually lice. It's jellyfish larvae.
Oh, you got jellyfish larvae, bro. That's not bad.
God.
Yeah, but doctor said probably not contagious. No, she said definitely not.
Probably definitely not.
But she also didn't know what it was.
Who knows? We've got to have someone diagnose this. We're going to have to put on our Instagram.
I can diagnose it.
So have a look at our Instagram.
It's a munted arm.
And then 131060, what do you think it is? Is that what we're doing?
You should see my nether regions. Are you just kidding?
Is it just confined to your arm?
Yeah, and a little bit on my upper thigh.
Thank God you go swimming with a chastity belt.
Yeah.
I've always loved that about you. Wondered why, but now it pays off.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, I mean, it's disgusting.
What about what did you bring back from overseas? Because it can, if it's worse than that, it's death. We're going to have people, but ring up. It doesn't have to be tropical. I'll take any form of any
disease.
Well, the grosser the better, ideally, yes. What, you're not happy with that?
No, it's just, that's pretty gross.
No,
can it get much worse?
We had great competition. Let's try and top this. Swine flu that Dawn's brought back on her arm. Give us a call, 131060. What have you brought back from overseas?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What did you bring back from overseas after Sonda has come back from Fiji with a disgusting rash on her arm?
Yeah, we're officially the most contagious show on air.
Husey had gastro. And now you've brought in this. And we've put it on the Instagram to see if we can work out what it is on your arm. A lot of people saying, like, Tommy, you should be in a bubble. I mean, you should definitely not be here.
Do you know what's weird? So that's the other comments from Instagram. I actually put it on the dark web. And even on the dark web, they're like, even
wouldn't
by our standards,
that.
This is sick. So, Son, we're asking, what did you bring back from overseas? Dan, what have you got for us, bro?
I brought back two toads.
Two like toads. What toads?
Like frogs, yeah.
How?
Yeah.
I left my shoes outside my room. They climbed in the shoes, and when I put them in the suitcase, I didn't realise they were there.
Imagine putting your foot into that shoe and then being a toad at the end.
did you get your bag home?
Like checked through customs?
Yeah, did you get through customs?
The bag, we actually got delayed. Our bags got delayed, so they got couriered to the house.
Yeah.
And then when I opened up the suitcase when it arrived at the apartment, a frog jumped out at me.
Wow.
That's fun. But you didn't get any viral infection from them.
No. We called somebody to come pick him up, because
can you call someone to come pick Sonder up?
Lauren, what did you pick up from overseas? What did you bring back?
I got malaria.
Did you, Loz?
Oh,
that's
God.
A bit of fun. Where did you get
it's
malaria
not fun
from?
At all.
In Uganda.
In Uganda.
Yeah.
Uganda.
Why are you laughing, Tommy?
Sorry, I just didn't know because I thought it was Uganda. And I've never heard you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise. You've given Big Moore, you've nearly given her a conniption because you're all right. Yeah, no, sorry, Lauren.
Well,
you're fun. You've got a bit of attitude. I like it.
My mum's been to you, guys.
It's not even that funny. Oh, my God.
Tell us about the malaria. Sorry, Loz. How bad was the malaria?
The last time I saw back frogs, I was hallucinating and saw frogs jumping. Like I thought they were like in my skin.
Was this in Uganda?
Yes, in Uganda, Tommy.
Okay. Are we talking about the frogs or the malaria from Uganda?
Lauren,
can we just have
Lauren
with us for the whole show?
Lauren's had enough.
No, I love Lauren. So how long were you sick for, Lauren?
I was like hallucinating in cold sweat for probably like 2 weeks. And then I come home and tried to give blood. And they said that I can't give blood for 10 years because it's still in my blood.
Was one of the symptoms of malaria that you say your A's as O's?
My mum. No.
Okay, we got to go.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country. This is exciting. The Hit Network and Business Chicks are presenting Brekkie with Sarah Jessica Parker. Now, there are two shows in Sydney and Melbourne. Tickets sold out to both shows, but you can get some tickets at carrieandtommy.com today. You nominate a woman who inspires you, and a little bit later on, we'll be giving a chance for you to win those.
I tell you what, you said it right, Buzzy. You said this is exciting. So are you going?
Well, I'm going to go to carrieandtommy.com.au, try and win some.
He's okay. Got to nominate somebody who inspires him. Who would you send, Buzzy? Someone in your life who inspires you?
I would probably send my mum, I reckon. I reckon she'd love this sort of thing.
That's
or maybe
the,
even
you've
Tommy.
You go online, tell us why you want to send this person. Maybe they've got their own small business and they're just feeling deflated and, like, you know, they need some inspiration, a little pump up. Why you're not coming along this ride with me?
No,
what
no.
Is happening?
I'm just laughing because just before we've got a little sheet in front of us that's got all the great details about this amazing event, and it's got a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker, and she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
And you were saying to me, you were mouthing the words as the song was on, you're like, my hair, we look the same, because your hair is like Sarah Jessica Parker's hair.
I was just saying I've got a similar
look
going on.
But then
on.
You were going, me and her, we're the same.
Yeah. Well, we're both Carries.
Yes, that's true.
Same.
Same age too, so that's good.
My real age or my pretend age?
Oh, how old are you saying you are now? What are you saying?
38.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Are you talking about 54?
I accidentally put in that. I forgot. We're doing fake ages. That's fine. What's coming up next, Pickers? Or Carrie? What do you got?
What have you got?
I forgot that it's all right. What's up next?
Coming up, something's happened today. Something's gone down on a bridge in Australia, and I'm going to tell you all about it. It's equal parts inspiring,
okay.
A tiny bit disappointing.
Okay,
yes.
Get to it.
I'm excited.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across Australia, break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you can save. The details that you need for that at mebank.com.au.
Sorry. Savings make Bickmore cough. Just bring up how much money you can save with MeBank. 25% of Australian mortgage holders don't even know what interest rate they're paying. So if that's you, get over, check out how much you can save at MeBank.
Now.
Yeah.
Lots of climate protests happening all around Australia at the moment.
Extinction Rebellion.
The Extinction Rebellion. They're trying to save the planet for the generations to come.
Yes, they're gluing their ass to stuff.
Doing lots of things.
Gluing their bare asses to glass walls.
They're going in Parliament. They get nude on the streets.
Doing a nudie
they're
run
blocking
on Saturday.
Traffic, which is upsetting some people. They've just spread all
That's
across
quite
the
a
great
predicament.
Country of ours.
If you're stopped in traffic and a protester just jumps on your windscreen and glues their bare ass to your windscreen, I don't reckon how
it
doesn't matter how good your wipers
home
are.
A fun, doesn't
yes, it?
It
does.
But one guy isn't necessarily stopping traffic in the conventional sense that he's standing in front of the traffic.
Oh.
Instead, he's dangling himself in a hammock from Brisbane's Story Bridge.
Oh, in a like she'll stop traffic kind of way.
Well, no, I mean more that it probably has upset traffic a bit because police have probably had to come to negotiate with
so
it,
so
they had to close off a section of the a little bit, but just in a more interesting way,
in
I think.
Different,
in
but
a different
still
kind
traditional
of
way. Yes, but there's a hammock involved.
There's
in
a hammock.
You know what it is? It's more hammocky. This way?
It's more hammocky
than most protests.
But what I love
What's
about
he good
this
is
guy,
asked to? Is he good? Is asked to anything?
No.
Nothing.
He's dangling. Well, he's not dangling in the hammock anymore.
Why not?
He was dangling in the hammock this morning. He planned to stay there until Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk declared a climate emergency.
Is this the guy with his homemade Thai curry and chocolate that he was going to survive on?
He was all prepped for the week.
Love that.
He cooked up a huge batch of Thai red curry last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's got heaps of pears. Don't know where he they make you poo. Don't know where he's how he's that's happening. Whether he just pops his
Do
bottom over the
make
edge
you
or
poo?
Yeah, pears. That's what you
well,
give
that'll
your
stop
kids
traffic. If someone's dumping on
stop
a four lane highway.
But hold on, no, he's hanging. Isn't he hanging under the bridge?
I don't know.
Over
the boats
water.
Are going.
Oh, he's, yeah, he's over
hanging
water.
Above the oh, top.
Imagine
anyway.
That taking in the fresh breeze of the ocean as you're standing there reenacting the scene from Titanic. You just get you're like, oh, this isn't even normal bog. This is protester bog.
Got chocolate. That's what I'd need if I was going to be in a hammock for
chalky.
A week. So you had it all planned.
Yep.
Yeah.
What
He's going to be there until Anastasia Palaszczuk declared a climate emergency.
We're digging in. We've got our Thai red curry.
So
we've got our chocolate.
Yep.
Nothing
ready.
Can stop us.
Yep. 6 hours later, he's back on solid ground.
What happened?
Oh, look, negotiated with police and they said you need to come back up.
And by negotiated, did they say the longer you stay there, the more trouble you'll be in?
Oh, I don't really know the ins and outs. All I know is he said that he'd rigged it up in a way that could potentially put himself in serious danger if police tried to rescue him.
Okay.
Right? So he had to only come up when he was ready, but he was ready after 6 hours. So he's come up. So what I was thinking.
I have heard it's one of the hottest days in Brisbane in that's about 30 years, you said,
yeah,
Buzzy?
That's why I love about this story, because it's 37 degrees in Brisbane today. So the day that he's protesting climate change.
You know what,
you don't want to be doing it.
Do you know what has happened? If I'm in a hammock and it's 37 degrees and all I've got to eat is Thai red curry, I reckon I'm coming down as well. He's chosen the worst meal for the hottest day.
But you know what? At least he's doing something. We're not doing something.
Good on him, I say.
You know what? Our kids will benefit from this guy's Thai red curry.
You don't know. I'm part of Extinction Rebellion. I'm cooling my ass to stuff left,
right, and
centre.
Well, you do like getting your gear off, and there's a nudie run they're doing on Saturday, so maybe you will be there.
I'll be there for sure.
But what I want to know is, you know, people have grand plans all the time for things. Yes. I am going to XYZ. And then within
a day.
And
it's going to last.
Yeah.
Get marriage.
Yes.
Often for a lot of
people. I want to know how quickly you folded.
Great.
How quickly your grand plan came undone. He planned to be there all week, longer than a week. He was going to be there until a climate emergency was declared. Six hours later, he's down.
He's thought, I've got Thai red curry. It's 37 degrees. I'm out of here. I'm going to eat
maybe
one pair.
It's gone off and it's given in the runs. Oh, he's stuck in the hammock with the runs.
Oh, God. We'll help you down. Please don't.
All right, give us a call, 131060. How long was it until you folded? We'll take your calls after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Lots of climate protests happening around the country at the moment.
Extinction Rebellion.
And a gorgeous man in Brisbane is like, you know what? I want that on a bit heavy. I want
and some raging hottie has chucked himself in a hammock.
I want urgent climate action.
And he cooked his own curry.
And I'm going to stay in this hammock until Anastasia Palaszczuk declares a climate emergency. He's got a week's worth of Thai red curry. He's got pears and chocolate and he's ready to go. Only something's gone down and 6 hours later he's no longer in the hammock under the bridge. He's come back to safe.
We have mentioned he's come back to safe land. Yep. Isn't that good? He's back on safe land. We mentioned that it's too hot for Thai red curry, right?
The climate keeps going.
That's true. Yeah. We mentioned it's too hot for Thai red curry. Mm. Also, the combination is interesting of Thai red curry, pears and chocolate.
Yeah. And the chocolate would melt in 37 degrees too.
Oh, you could melt it into the curry.
Oh,
now
gross.
We're talking.
Anyway, so I've asked, how quickly did you fold? Your grand plans and everything came unstuck very quickly. We've had so many calls about this, so we just thought we'd pick the one best one.
Yeah. Don't have time for them all.
The phones have absolutely gone off their rocker, haven't they?
Nick, you're the lucky one we've chosen.
You said that because my screen must be broken because I can only see Nick's call here. Where are all the other ones?
Nick.
Okay. Hey, how you going?
Good. How quickly did you fold, mate?
Love you guys' show.
Good on you, Nick.
Thanks, bro.
Took me at least 15 years to fold.
On what? What was it?
It was Red Rooster.
Yeah. And you what, loved Red Rooster? And then you bailed on it after 15 years?
No, they had a special promo going on their chicken pa burger. So I ran out of buns and they gave me a dinner roll instead. So when I actually opened it, it looks like something my dog threw up.
Oh, furious. And so you didn't go back for 15 years?
So I went back, got my money back, and I never went back. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I'm missing out here. I've got to go back.
I mean, the chips are pretty
The chips are red.
The chips are great.
Mate, do you get extra chicken
salt? But he gets what we're talking about. Yeah. No one else got it.
We should have made it more specific. What did you hold out 15 years for and then go back to? Nick, have you seen the photo on our Instagram yet of our producer Sonda's rash?
No, I haven't.
Because I've decided after seeing it, I'm not going to see her again for 15 years. And then I'm going to say to myself, I'm missing out on something here.
Sonda went away to Fiji and she's come back with a rash. We put it on Instagram. People are saying, cut your arm off. It's pretty drastic. Someone's said,
she actually looks like a red rooster.
Someone said she's got scabies. My sister brought it back from Italy.
Scabies isn't.
Is that what you get from touching dogs?
No, that's rabies.
Oh.
Scabies you get from doing the do.
Oh, do he?
Yes.
Were you doing the do in Fiji?
Were you? Son, who with?
Adrian.
Your husband. He doesn't have scabies.
You found someone with the same name as your husband. Just a few more scabies.
One person isn't so encouraging. So they've said, Google says you're dying, yo.
Oh.
Oh. Google says you're dying, yo. Let's go to Christy. Christy. Christy, what's your story?
Oh, mine's a little bit sad, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't bring the mood down.
Oh.
Have you got scabies?
How quickly did you fold, Christy?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was determined. When I was 7, my mum and my sister went to Slippery When Wet Bon Jovi concert in 1988, and I was so annoyed I wasn't allowed to go because obviously I was seven. I swore I would never go to a concert until I went to a Bon Jovi concert. And I was 26.
Hold on, you said you'd never ever go to any other concert until you went to a Bon Jovi concert.
That's right.
That's a pretty big declaration.
I stuck to it too.
Until when?
I was 26 when I finally got to see Bon Jovi.
Were you? And did you stay at the whole concert?
Well, you know, I actually had never bought concert tickets before in my life. So when I took the day off and tried to get the tickets and I got some and thought, oh, I can get better than that. So I gave them up and then missed out entirely. Cried for about 4 days.
Hang on, Chrissy, I'm confused. What was the concert? What was the concert when you were seven?
It was the Slippery When Wet Bon Jovi concert.
Slippery When Wet. Oh, like Sondra in Fiji.
I told you it was a bit sad.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, on the ABC tonight at 9.30, there is the premiere of The Show Must Go On. Of course, the man behind making that joins us now. Ben Steele, g'day.
G'day.
Now, The Show Must Go On is about mental health in the entertainment industry. For people who don't know, you were on Home and Away?
Yeah, I was on Home and Away back in the early 2000s.
Right. Way back. Okay. And then what happened?
I think I was, you know, just trying to keep that momentum going. I moved overseas and then kind of came back to Oz and didn't really kind of get back into the industry to the potential that I thought I wanted to be. So it was kind of a real struggle. So I just started talking to other people and realised that I wasn't alone and just started filming interviews. And it kind of started out quite small and now it's actually grown quite big, which is amazing.
So you noticed the symptoms of anxiety, sleep disorder, depression were so much higher within the entertainment industry. Is that right?
So the stats are pretty bad, like twice the suicide rate than the general population.
Yeah, 10 times more likely to have an anxiety disorder, 5 times more likely to have depression, and 7 times more likely to have a sleep disorder. Is that because you think the entertainment industry does that to people? Or do you think people who are artistic are more likely to have those things in the first place and then are
drawn to
entertainment?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. There's been little bits of research to try to get to the bottom of that, but nothing definitive. There's certainly factors within the industry, and I think it's the accumulation of so many factors happening at the same time. So traditionally very low paid, traditionally working away from your support networks, family and friends, long hours, unsociable hours. It's very, very competitive. So all that kind of happening at once, I think, compacts the issue.
I think job security too.
Well, it's interesting you say that because you interviewed people, Michaela Bannis, Jocelyn Morehouse, Shane Jacobson and Sam Neill, and he speaks about that job security type of issue in it. I think we've got a little bit of it here.
Working, actually, you're working on something enjoyable. It's sort of the darkness goes away. But if you're not getting a job, that darkness can close in on you. And if you think of yourself as an actor and you're not actually acting, what are you? You're kind of no one. The way out of that is to actually separate yourself from your profession. That's what I do. That's not what I am.
Jeez, he's got a good voice, doesn't he?
And that was certainly one of the things that I had to deal with on this journey was it was kind of like an identity crisis. I was so tied up in being an actor. So if I wasn't acting, I felt worthless. I felt like I wasn't anything. And that kind of led me down the path of, you know, contemplating suicide.
What was the change? What was the thing that gave you a bit of light back?
I think for me, the film kind of saved my life, to be completely honest. Talking to people, getting out there and realising that there were people like Sam that had the same issue as me, but then also had some ways to deal with things that I wasn't aware of.
Ben, doing the film sounds like it's replaced the acting. So what for you? The film goes out at 9.30 tonight. Mm. What for you comes after the film?
Lots of surfing, to be honest.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I'm not going to turn into a pro surfer, don't worry, because I'm pretty bad. But, I just love it. You know, it's a tricky thing. Like, because I'm not 100% tied up into being an actor or being a filmmaker anymore, my career is just part of me. It's not the whole of me anymore. Yep. The future is bright.
Great.
Is there an element of, for a lot of people in this industry, they spend a lot of time smiling and seeming like on the surface that everything's fine, that almost exacerbates the fact that they might be feeling flat because lights are on, I've got to pretend everything's fine. So there's a lot of pretending, a lot of not allowing yourself to feel.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're hitting it on the head for the entertainment industry, but I think society at large, sometimes it makes it difficult to actually reveal how you feel because, you know, you've got to go to work, whatever job that might be, and put on a brave face. Or raising children, you don't want to talk about all the little things that kind of go wrong, or did I stuff up? You don't want to share your weaknesses. And I think as a society, the more we're kind of sharing and getting behind things and actually saying, you know what, I'm kind of struggling a bit. Doesn't mean you have to, you know, send in the ambulances or anything like that. But today I'm kind of struggling, and it's okay. And I think the stronger that you're getting, and the more that you're aware of what you're going through, the easier it is to actually move through. I certainly found that.
Yeah, because I certainly found during periods of my life when things, pretty horrible stuff was going on, and then I'd go on air and I'd smile and you know, pretend everything was fine. Now when I watch TV or even just see friends at drop-off and I see them smiling, my brain automatically thinks, I wonder what's actually going on behind that smile. Now, they could just be having a good day and be smiling, but I think that's the thing. For most people, there is something that they're carrying, some journey that they're on, and I think the more that you can ask how someone is and genuinely wait for the answer and open that dialogue and just not assume. I just feel like kindness is like the new superpower, the ability to actually connect with people.
Connection, empathy, yeah, definitely.
Very important conversation you've started. Great work. I can't wait to watch it tonight. 9:30 on the ABC. The show must go on. Ben Steele, thanks, bro.
Thanks, guys.
And if you or someone you know needs help, call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Can we do this a quick one today? Because I'm so busted for the toilet.
Are you? Yeah. Mate, you just go, you pop off now.
Yeah.
And then me and Son will do it. And because Sonna's back, so I feel like we've got a good chance.
And to be fair, I offer nothing in the quiz.
And so why don't we just run the answers by you when you're back?
Sure. Okay. I'll
see
ya.
Right. Buzzy.
Here we go. Question number one. Montenegro has a...
one I might be able to help out.
Okay, sure, okay. Sure.
Montenegro has a coastline.
Sorry, guys, before you get stuck in, now we've got a real decision to make. Do we do the quiz as normal or do we rig it and do we get the answer? Great.
Yes,
give us questions. What's the first question?
But when she comes back in, we'll pretend we just completed all five and I'll go through.
Yes.
Great.
Go, go, go.
Montenegro has a coastline on which sea?
Which one? What is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
The Mediterranean Sea.
Give us the answers.
The Adriatic Sea.
Good, that's what I would have said. Also, a furniture store would have been a good hint. Okay.
Number two, which president was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2012?
Trump.
No, it's not. It's Barack Obama.
Oh, is it? Sorry. Oh, so many years ago.
Question number three.
Even with the answers, we're getting them wrong.
In the late 70s, which band had a hit with the song Mull of Kintyre?
Oh, Mull of Kintyre, and that was Kintyre. Wings with Paul McCartney, wasn't it?
Very good.
Don't
okay, question number four. The Albertan Rift is situated on which continent?
It would be Canada.
I'm back.
Great. And question number five. Who wrote the 1986 novel Kidnapped and its sequel Coronia?
The 1986
novel? Oh, I know that. Do you?
No.
Oh, because we feel like we've had a good quiz so far.
Oh, okay.
To quickly recap, Buzz, do you want to give us the questions very quickly?
Yes, Montenegro has a coastline on which sea?
I've been to Montenegro.
Oh, well, you should know.
Adriatic?
Oh, that's what he said, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Which president was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2012?
We said Barack Obama.
Yep, good.
In the late 1970s, which band had a hit with the song Mull of Kintyre?
Mull of Kintyre. Paul McCartney and Wings.
Great.
The Albertine Rift is situated on which continent? We said Africa.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah, we said Africa. Albertine
We just picked a big one. Continents.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Good.
We thought it was big. We haven't heard of it.
Yep.
Could be.
Who wrote the 1986 novel Kidnapped and its sequel Catronia?
Kidnapped. Patricia Cornwell.
Name an author from the mid-80s. Kidnapped. It sounds like a crime, like a proper crime kind of...
That's very Patricia Cornwell-y.
Yeah.
All right, lock it
Let's
in.
Let's do Patricia Cornwell. That's a hard name to say.
Because... You came in for one here, and I feel like you really need to... Do you have anything else in the...
No, but I would have been very helpful for the first few. I just wasn't here. I was peeing.
How do we go?
Montenegro, Adriatic Sea.
Yay!
Yay!
Beautiful place to visit.
Is it?
Person of the Year in 2012, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Zonda nearly tried to say Trump for a little while.
Mull of Kintyre is Wings.
Oh, my God, we're not like a 5 and 5 here.
This is the one we had a bit of an issue with. Albertine Rift... Situated on which continent? We said Africa.
Yeah.
It was Africa!
Oh, my God! Patricia Cornwell's going to let us down.
I actually think I know, though. Oh.
What is it?
We can change it now.
Can we?
Before you announce it, yeah.
I think it's Robert Louis Stevenson.
Okay, let's do it, Robert Louis
Stevenson. Are you sure, though?
Well, Patricia was made up.
It's the only one I know because my mum reads them.
Do it, Robert.
But do you know?
No.
Oh,
not at all.
That's the only author.
That's the only author I know.
Yep. Yeah. Robert Louis Stevenson, let's do it.
One of those is correct.
Oh, my God.
We had Patricia. The answer.
No, we had Robert. We've changed it.
Oh, great, because it's 5 from 5!
So
dare
you. I should go to the toilet more often.
Because we've worked out the secret here. You need to dump when we want to do well at the quiz.
I did a wee.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Up next, Husey with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah.
And boys, I think, or specifically Ed.
What's up?
I think I owe you... I don't know if an apology is right.
Thank you.
I certainly need to give you a mention.
Why?
Because just before The Masked Singer last night, Carrie and I were on the project and we were spitballing live on air about who might be who. And I said, forgetting where I'd heard it from, but I said this.
As a prawn, I'm not from around here, so you're foreign to me. Yes.
There was a Darren McMullen guest going around. We were chatting about that on radio the other day.
He's
not from around here.
He's and I should got it.
I should have said specifically, I think that came from you.
No, you were taking full credit for that.
I'm happy with that, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying sorry.
No, that's all good. You're on the board, mate. I appreciate it.
I tell you what they say is a broke clock is right twice a day. So, you know, you might have got that one right.
I'm 4 from 5. Do you want me to keep going? you have specifically told me.
I do not want you to keep going.
Because you have specifically told me quite strongly in a cab, stop guessing. I need you to stop guessing.
Have you called from Channel 10 yet, Ed, that said, can you please stop ruining our show?
We are shutting the board down.
I started doing a guess as I'm happy you've been paying attention. They cut them out as well.
Good.
They're gods.
Enough.
But isn't that what they want? Isn't the fun in guessing?
Thank you, Carrie.
Look, 4 from 5. Which one didn't you get?
I didn't get Gretel because it was the first one and I had to reframe my guesses.
Gretel was great. I look back fondly on the Gretel day.
I reckon there's one I reckon I can give you. Is there one that you don't know?
Yes.
Because I've got it for you.
Why?
I won't tell you on air, but I know it.
Which one is it?
Tell us which character it is.
There's a dragon, right?
Yes,
hasn't been much chat about the dragon.
Yeah, I'm struggling with the dragon.
I've got it for you, bro.
You definitely know?
Write it down. Because I'm getting in trouble because people think I'm giving secrets away, all right?
So, no, you're not. You're keeping your secrets very well. And everyone even thinks that we here at Channel 10 all must know. None of us know.
I'll tell you what we are not doing in the next series, and I've confirmed this through my own work behind the scenes.
Are you getting a series too?
I'm assuming that.
But there's a headline. Big headline.
No, we're definitely
series 2 confirmed. That'll big be headline. That'll be announced. Congratulations.
That'll be announced at the upfronts, I would say. I don't know.
Yeah, usually the upfronts, the purpose of the upfronts
I don't
is
know.
To announce
again,
things
I don't
at the upfronts.
Know, Carrie. I don't know. But I tell you what, we're taking off the... we're not putting the centimetre height of any of these people on. From now on... You get rid of the centimetre.
I do have an issue, a slight issue. I don't understand why you make the clues so easy because wouldn't you rather people not be able to guess?
Carrie, this is an argument that I have been having with the powers that be, to be honest.
So who's winning that argument?
Well, at this point, look.
The fact that you're still referring to them as the powers that be makes me think you're not in the winning position.
You haven't had a win there, have you?
The centimetres height of the contestants will not be in series 2.
Oh,
take that to the bank.
What a
and you should even get different sized dancers around them so you never know. Like the smallest ones get really tiny dancers so they look taller.
Fantastic
idea. Can you send that up to the powers that be?
You can just call them. You're probably closer to them than Husey is.
Don't be like that, Carrie.
Cav, I've sent that to your phone, by the way.
But who will we?
I want to know. Send it to my phone.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, well, send it to my phone. No, don't send it to my phone.
This is huge. That's excellent.
But tell you, who have we got on the show today?
Lindsay Lohan.
Finally, the time zones have worked.
Are you just playing voicemails?
No, we're not, mate. I'll tell you, with the sweet spot to talk to Lindsay is at what time?
4 a.m. UAE time.
All right. Well, The Masked Singer, that is back again tonight on Channel 10. And Husey with Ed Cavalier next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.